Discussions with Ajahn Chuchin in Chiang Mai, Thailand, November 1987. Recorded by Nina, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Sarah, Nina, Alan, John, Ludwig, and Ivan.
Nothing can be done about it, but the biggest problem is
the second area of
all of us.
But when we realize that it's a second area, we don't want it. That's why Panya can help. There are so many chapters in one's life, and this is just one chapter.
Sometimes it seems that one has to go so intensely into different things, you know, whether it's a girlfriend or the work or different chapters, and one forgets all about sati and gets so involved.
Whatever happens, what can we do? Just try our best or do our best in this time. It's better than feeling sad. What's the use of Madhusana? It hasn't happened this year. Who knows? Sooner or later. But whenever, whatever happens, it indicates or it shows up the anicca. Nothing is permanent. Pandya can have any moment, any time to see that every moment is true. It shows the truth of not permanent. Being impermanent.
Sometimes the hardest thing is the thinking and the thinking with dosa about what has happened. And, you know, that it's so difficult to let go.
But at that moment, because Panya does not realize that it's just thinking. If one realizes that whatever is seen is just for thinking about it, that's all. Because one lives only in one's own thought from birth to death. There is no being, no thing, only which object and then story. So one lives build up one's own story the whole day, the whole life. So it depends on what kind of thinking is, kusala thinking or akusala thinking. When it's kusala thinking, it realizes that not permanent reality which is seen. But we think of it a lot and continue on dreaming or thinking on and on about it. While visual object is so short as only 17 moments of chitta, like the eye sense itself, only 17 moments, both are very short. So it's just like, since it continues on appearing, one thinks about it as just a permanent thing. Well, there is no sun, no sky, no star, no thing.
Even if one knows that it is just thinking, and even if one knows that it is just akusala thinking, but still it continues. It's
because of thinking things. If it does not think, so there cannot be such feeling like sadness, worry. So one can see the usefulness of satipatthana, because it can see reality as it is. Thinking is just thinking, different from seeing and visual object. So the short word is, visual object is only a reality for thinking about it. That's all. Thinking about it.
In this sort of situation, the regret can be very strong. Is it just because of one's strong attachment?
Akusala, anyway. Panya can see that akusala is akusala, so it's useless to have more.
Just visible object or sound,
something
did not be aware of yet. And you see it's necessary that there are more conditions also.
By paying less attention to it as something very important, can develop sthipatthana as sankharakhanda, such knowledge that
Why do we go on and on latching on to unimportant things, making them so important?
Ignorance. At this moment, one can realize ignorance. But by understanding first that it's just a very short moment of visible object, it cannot stay as long as shape and form by thinking. Because it's completely gone. But since it continues on appearing, thinking of it as something permanent, by knowing this, one will pay less attention to it as something very important.
arise when you want them. You can't stop the ones from arising that are going to interfere with things.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about... There are times when nothing can be done about the jealousy because of other people, which is so important to our situation. Sometimes they can. If you understand the other person's mind, and that's possible by conditions, you can, by conditions sometimes, adjust your mind so that you behave in a way that makes things better for them and everything goes more smoothly, but there's no guarantee. So I think knowing this helps one to think, well, if you like, that's life. It's a shorthand way of saying it happens by conditions.
But very often we use the word conditions thoughtlessly. Use conditions, use conditions.
Yes, it's not conditions unless you understand.
I wanted to go deeper into it, and that's why I wrote about it.
Yes.
I mean, the tendency or the desire to be able to control things is so strong that any aspects of Dharma that help lessen the idea that one can be controlled or that anything can be done has to be useful.
So what would be an example of mana where you consider yourself inferior to others? How can that be with lobha?
Well, so many people show that they are inferior.
How can that be with lobha though?
Because of attachment to the self, or I am inferior.
But when we were trying to think about it, it seems that it's always with dosa.
The way it manifests, the dosa comes up, doesn't it?
After, not together.
But stronger than the lobha.
It depends, but sometimes people think that, oh, I'm inferior and I don't want to.
Yeah, they're happy to be inferior, but what about the situation where someone is made to look foolish or stupid in front of other people? They feel bad dosa because of that. But that seems to me that must be conditioned by because we are concerned about how other people
are. We are thinking about different moments.
But would that be an example of feeling inferior?
Certainly. Thinking of oneself and the other comparing.
Thinking that we are inferior in their eyes.
It's hard to imagine that being with lobha, because it seems to us from our own experience.
I am inferior.
You feel inferior, it's pleasant, but actually it's because of clinging to self beforehand that makes one feel so unhappy. When
what about when one feels very great at that moment? It also am. So this is opposite of that song.
So when we compare and consider ourselves inferior in this dosa, but when there is, because often there is, then it's just a moment. But what I want to know is, you talked in India about taking things seriously, and when we find things very important, it shows a lot of clinging to self. And I think you were saying that whenever there is taking things very seriously, clinging to self, there must be mana.
Not necessarily. We can be serious when we like to have something done to finish it. When we want to have something done or finish it, at that moment it's serious too. Not necessary to be mana. Just want it to be done or finished.
If we think it's important,
who is important? The work, the job, or you?
It could be panya sometimes. If it's by wanting to finish the translation. Could be kusala.
Or metta,
So it depends on whether it's kusala or akusala deeds. When it's kusala deed, it cannot be akusala.
Usually, even when it's kusala deed, there must be moments where kusala, because otherwise we wouldn't be annoyed if we are interrupted or if the telephone rings or something. So if
we cannot be as careful. perfect like that. One realizes there must be a good life, conditions for a good life, it has to arise.
Just start my kitchen.
The Akusla comes in all the time, even when we do a good deed.
Because there are conditions for Akusla to arise in between.
But I find forgiving, I know it all in theory, that's kind of dana. And when someone is unpleasant to me, I know vitaka, it's not good, but it keeps on training, coming in my mind. But we can't help it, it has conditions.
But one realizes how much a good love one has accumulated.
And that is, again, how urgent Satipatthana is. But not with clinging to Satipatthana, to like a medicine that you can apply quickly.
The lack of forgiving, is it means asking?
I would like in the cup.
Is it because one clings so much that it's hard to forgive?
It's one nature not to see the kusla way, that it's useless to still getting worried or angry about the situation of people.
I'm sure that she would say she knows that it's useless, but as you say, probably just one's accumulation. But isn't it because we cling to something as being so important that we can't let it go?
Or akusala conditions are the akusala, not necessary to be this or that particular one.
So I'm more in the group of people that the Buddha should teach the wrong of akusala, not the ones who have light akusala that the Buddha teaches about kusala.
Sorry, yin, the wrong akusala.
There are two ways of teaching.
Yes.
The wrong of akusala and the good of kusala. Yes. But the Buddha would prefer for those who have a lot of akusala to start. But we should know all.
I think you shouldn't think that you have more akusala or more ten this way than someone else. Because
not someone else, but in that group. And in that group, we all are.
So we don't
think so. The Pachinaka Chetasika, people consider it as not just a very important one, but it will be conditioned on and on until it will become the Samma Sankappa in the
eightfold path, to know Nama as Nama and Rupa as Rupa.
Why is it so important?
Because it does not arise with only the ten Vipagacitta, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So we can see that as soon as seeing has fallen away, this one touches the Aravana and leads it to a different way, a wholesome or unwholesome. It's like the foot, our foot.
The foot of the world that we talked about last night.
Now one is going, keep on going with unknowing that it's vitaka, which moves from time to time. To this way or to that way. If it moves up, then we go to and to wholesome.
I feel a bit helpless, so because we know there is so much thinking, and we know there's not very much sati, but if there is sati, a moment of thinking, well, we know it helps a lot, and I feel well. I can hear more about vitaka, but I wonder whether it's going to be, if no conditions for more sati, then I don't know that it's going to help to just think and think more about thinking.
It helps one to understand visual object better too.
That's all right.
Good questions. Always good. Yeah. Never enough.
I think it's good to know more about vitaka because otherwise I'm sure that we must generally take it for something. I am
thinking. Yeah.
How does it help one to understand more about visible objects in terms of understanding
thinking?
How does understanding of vitaka help one to understand more about visible objects?
Because one realizes that thinking is not seeing. So one realizes that no matter what is seen, it just brings about thoughts, that's all, about which object which is seen. So it's clearer that visible object is very short. As soon as it arises, it falls away. We can say like that. as fast as that. As soon as it touches the eye sense and stays only for 17 moments or less than that, because it has to arise before it touches the eye sense. So it's shorter than that and falls away. So what appears now is only the continuation of the falling away and the arising, the next one on and on.
How about vichara? Is that is it also is important to understand?
For those who attain jhana can see the distinction between vitakka and vichara. But for those who do not have such understanding and calmness,
no,
cannot separate.
So when you talk about understanding vitakka, what you're talking about is understanding combination of vitakka, vichara?
Not only vitakka, because by being aware, there can be moment of understanding one characteristic at a time, but it doesn't mean that there is no other reality at that moment. It's like a visual object. It doesn't mean that there is only visual object without other reality. But since this one appears through eye sense only, like hardness or smell or taste.
People are so concerned about understanding and getting every little point. They forget all about sati at this moment and what the teachings are for, and it becomes just intellectual
and
understanding.
Cannot see the desire in between moments of kusala, because whenever kusala arises, it is detached, not clinging, not wanting, not craving for anything. We can consider Dhamma, even just one word by itself, like Ananda. He considered vitakka for 60,000, what you call it, stanza or
verses.
Verses.
Yes.
By considering by way of each patiya, by way of the result of patiya, by way of different planes of vitakka, by way of different feeling which accompany vitakka.
You quoted Sunyata Sutta.
Yeah,
Mahasunyata
Sutta.
Yeah.
That is the commentary to
the commentary.
Sutta.
Yeah. Atakata. How my me papa said. We don't have an English.
Don't you have the commentary?
Very little. Jnana Punika, Venerable Jnana Punika has some notes sometimes, but not all.
We can also arrange this place for the Sri Lankan people who are interested to come for the discussion. If they would like to visit Bangkok. Because you see that even while one is reading the commentary or the sutta itself, one can understand Pante Ananda's vitakka. When we are reading about vitakka, we can consider the Mahathera's vitakka. Why did they think like this with respect to the Buddha? That's why he said so.
She doesn't have the contact, but I write to you about this. The sutta and the vitakka of him.
It's very useful when you write. I think that the Dhamma, because it must be part of daily life, if one's so busy, it shouldn't be a hindrance, because there can still be sati. So one shouldn't think, oh, if only I was like Nina, had some time, then I would have more. It's wrong. So it's so helpful when you write, because then it's easy to read and it helps save some work. But I don't feel, if I don't have time to check all the fine points, I don't feel guilty or I don't have headache, because it's a waste of time if I cannot do it. Then
because it's not the object for wanting or desiring, but it's the object of understanding deeply by considering about it, like anatta and vitakka. It can go through all the tipitaka.
Yesterday when you were sitting and talking in Thai in the temple, well, I just heard a little bit and then I can go for a walk and consider, and it doesn't matter how.
Or the intricacy of vitakka. Because we just can read the newspaper and have the same with our thinking of vitakka. But we can also think of different vitakkas.
They're so complicated, the way it works and changes from moment to moment. Like this morning when Kunsuk
could telephone me at 7 o'clock, and she said, oh, can you come? And I said, no, sorry, it's not possible. And I put the phone down, and I said to Jonathan, let's go.
Because seeing is completely gone each split second, but thinking keeps on remembering and thinking over it again. Thinking too, because without memory, thinking cannot think of anything. Like it's I who want to think of happy memory, but even happy memory is conditioned. And without understanding that it's just a conditioned moment, one takes it for I, thinks about it.
When you have unhappy memories, do you choose to have unhappy memories?
And choose it now. Think of it now. Can you? No. You take it for I, who is thinking about it, or who chooses to think about it. If you think that you can think of anything, just think about it right now and see whether you can. Stop. But there can be understanding that even unpleasant feeling or unwholesome thinking is conditioned. one doesn't want to think and of unwholesome things, but one cannot choose. It's conditioned to think. Thinking is conditioned. This moment, that it is accumulated on and on. If this moment is kusala, it's there, accumulated on. If this moment is akusala, it's there too, accumulated on and on. So it depends on this very moment. That's why there should be the development of right understanding anytime. Understanding, right understanding anytime. Here as just Dhamma or reality, no body is sitting in this room.
That is so difficult.
This understanding, foundation understanding.
Every time I rebel against this notion.
Nice. Okay, even Kunina is sitting here. There cannot be idea of thinking of Veena. So one realizes it's only a moment of thinking that there is someone sitting here. As long as citta arises, there is the object of citta as something when there is no direct experiencing of reality.
The concepts is the thing that gets in the way. It's like when you look at someone, you straight away even get the idea of them of having a softness to them, when in fact you're not even touching them.
Think of Kundun's words, wu le la, to know and let go or detach. Be in the trip, you know.
Just that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. No?
Yeah. Only thinking keeps
on. Only thinking, yeah, about Jakarta.
Mm-hmm. So one can see how thinking works a lot in a day.
Before we went, you also said it's only thinking about Jakarta. Mm-hmm. And worry, and where is it now?
Yeah.
And now afterwards, the same.
Similar worries going back to Vienna. That's what I find.
Yeah. And this life, see, one worried a lot in past life, but one couldn't remember. And while one was in Indonesia, one got a lot of worry. But now where were they? And now the idea is about Vienna, and there's worry about it. And tomorrow or next year?
Yes, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. We're planning ahead, and then it comes, and then it's gone. Present life and future life. Nothing different. Only six doorways. Can, yeah. It will come, and then it will go away too.
Reading yesterday a story about
people would like to be freed, but those who do not know want to rely on everything in one's life. It seems like one cannot drift without relying on others, but actually there are conditions for each moment. Like from head to toe, one doesn't realize that it's completely gone yesterday, today, or even just a moment ago. But how can it come again? By conditions. One doesn't want to have eyes again, ears again, but here they are, by conditions. One take everything for granted, that's why one doesn't consider how does it come. Like hearing. But if one considers deeply, a moment ago there's hearing, and then there's no hearing, and then there's hearing again, and there is no hearing again. In split second. So not permanent. About reality and understanding the nature of reality without experiencing it. mirror. It seems like you are in the mirror, but actually there's no one there. So you think there is Nina here. It's like a mirror, like seeing her in a mirror. She looks very real, while there is only a visual object which is seen.
I think it's a good example of how you know that it's not you.
Feel free to look it in the TV camera, but just now it's like looking in the mirror.
Well, we can go to movies and get...
Metta doesn't have absolute reality as its object. Metta must have being as its object.
Being?
Yes, the idea of the collection of many realities as a being.
Yes.
But in reality, just separate reality arising together.
Always a problem that leads to a difference.
After seeing.
After seeing.
Yeah. There must be seeing in the mirror. And then thinking about something like a glass, a plate, or a body, a being.
And then it can be this wholesome thinking instead of this unwholesome thinking.
Yeah.
Thinking with metta. Because we don't force ourselves not to think of people, not at all.
But one realizes that it's only thinking about what is seen, what is heard.
So we don't force ourselves at all. But I think being aware of Nama Rupa also helps to have more metta with less clinging.
Mm-hmm.
It's less clinging to being.
So there are different levels of understanding. By having metta, it's a level of understanding the disadvantages of akusala. But by developing right understanding of absolute realities, it's an other level, higher level. Seeing realities as they
are. Higher than metta.
Higher. Because metta is samatha bhavana, tranquil meditation. And vipassana is insight, meditation, or the development of insight. Realizes there is citta and many cetasikas arising together and fall away. The other being is the same in terms of being. But in terms of absolute reality, it's just different moments of conditioned realities arising and falling away. Being.
Being is a conceptual.
Yeah.
Right. What one takes for a being is only different realities arising and falling away. Instead of saying the five khandhas, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, we call this aggregates as nina, just one word. But we understand the absolute reality of what we call nina as just the flux of nama and rupa, arising and falling away.
So a certain kind of
look
on someone as being a being, but know that it's only...
No.
No self.
Mm-hmm. Still have lobha and dosa and moha, but no wrong view at all.
Yeah.
Seeing that clinging to the sense object is quite dangerous, they develop more understanding until they have attained the Ariya Satya and become Sakatakami. By seeing the more, the finer disadvantages of akusala, of attachment to sensuous object, the Sakatakami develops more understanding until he attains the level of anagami. It's so common to have lobha, dosa, moha, but one can develop more understanding.
Slowly, step by
Right.
A person would know, but he wouldn't. So if he would know, he wouldn't be like that. Can condition metta?
Also,
if he would have known.
Metta can be...
One is called, scolded by the other, or somebody speak harsh words. One can understand that that is akusala. If he should have known, he wouldn't do like that. So we have metta. We feel really gentle and tender towards that action. We are not moved by the harshness of the other.
So much understanding.
See the value and the understanding of Dhamma. The cause and the accumulation, cause and effect of life.
Shows you the need.
Without understanding, nobody can develop the samatha bhavana, tranquil meditation, or even developing more metta, karuna, mudita, more peace of mind, in a sense.
Yes.
Complexity.
In the house?
And I thought about that house.
Oh, your other house that you left before.
Yeah. We need the pump to drain the water, but there's no electric drain, and it drained quite hard. But whatever happens, so it's wasting time, feeling bad.
If it
happened to be like that, it has to happen like that. Worry doesn't bring any good. You, who's Ananda and who's Mokanlana? Who's who? There can be the understanding of convention. The flux of Nama and Rupa arising and falling away, should we get angry? Of those impermanent realities. In order to cure one's anger or to cure the other too, if one is nice to anybody, what one gets in return is the nice thing too. If you are nice to that person, that person will be nice to you. Yeah. And that person will be nice to you too.
Yes. That's what that experience from practice.
Yeah. To be nice all the time. If one can.
All the time.
If one can. Yeah, if one can.
If one doesn't think that one should be nasty.
If one knows what one likes and if one knows what the others also like,
but
it should be. One can consider more that even that what one considered as the right thing to be angry with, one will see that it's useless. More anger by having a moment of angry. You know why? Because you expect too much. If you don't expect too much, it has to happen this way, you'll get just a little from it. But sometimes you get more than you expect.
Yes.
If you expect less.
That is true. That has happened too, yes.
Expect very little thing from big business.
Okay, back to Vienna.
It's such a messy world now. World of ignorance.
Yes.
And world of unkindness.
Did I just say?
Patient to develop wholesomeness. Try to help without understanding.
Yeah.
So it's impossible to remedy the situation. Are nice and have right understanding, the conference will bring more result. Much more better. The result must be much more too.
Yes, yes.
Because those people, I think that they don't understand Dhamma and reality, but they can apply
Dhamma. Yes.
far 7 degrees. A lot, see?
Very little, because I get aversion, but and then I
from
find
now
more,
on.
I should, but sometimes there are moments that I realize, okay, I better not say anything.
But when you have metta, you will feel tender and nice, because you understand her accumulation.
I understand her accumulations, I like that.
With understanding, one can have metta. Doesn't want to listen anymore.
Maybe,
Or develop right understanding of nama and rupa. It doesn't disturb us very much when we are aware. Because in reality, there is nobody at all. Just realities which everyone claims and takes for self.
But I find the first vipassana jnana, what you explained in the mantra, is so difficult to understand about the mind, or
because it's different from sense style. Completely. It covers up the mind.
That's
why it cannot be directly experienced.
Yeah, I understand.
But it's there.
Yeah.
Unknown.
It's difficult to know the subtle loba, the trying payayam kvapir, but with loba, it's so subtle.
Yeah, but right understanding can understand the sharpness and the fine line.
Yeah, the fine line, that is so difficult, but one has to keep on again.
But by understanding nama and rupa, as nama, one can see the one nama as a characteristic which is not mixed with others.
Yeah.
So one can understand the kusala, which is different from kusala.
And that is also a long way, because one cannot in the beginning.
But it can develop, like walking on and on and on.
Yeah.
Vitaka, sama, sangapa, on and on and on.
But you know you are wrong again. I'm trying. I want to know. I realize how much we don't know.
So right understanding knows what is wrong.
Yeah. So then there is another reality, and we don't hang on or cling too much to that seeing.
That's why it let go.
Yeah.
The attachment to it and follow the next one.
Yeah.
Hinders.
Yeah. Like my lure myself all the time and go absolutely wrong, wrong practice.
Because even just one word, anatta, or conditioned reality, it can bring about awareness and study more.
Yeah.
By considering it directly.
And the, like you said, we have to understand many ways of teaching, like the pachayas, and studying these more, and from different angles, and the kandas.
Yeah.
And they all help.
Yeah. It's like gathering things in the storeroom so that we can use
later. In that way. Yeah.